Well, when I'm in trouble, and in my trials I pray, and I keep my mind on the Lord. David went from praying here to looking back and meditating, recalling his songs of deliverance that he sung in the past. I'd like to tell you a little clue this morning. If you're going through a trial now and you're battling something, whatever it might be, can you just roll that back? Roll your mind back and think of the highest and the richest and the sweetest and most precious blessing you had. That's meditating. You look back and you see how the hand of God has moved for you in your times past. You're suffering now and you call to remembrance His faithfulness. I feel Him. Oh Lord, I feel Him. Raise your hand right now and praise Him. Oh God, I look back, Brother Jason, at His faithfulness. I look back at His mercy. I look back how good He's been, His blessings that have made rich and had no sorrow with it. I look back. My God is great. My God is good. Hallelujah. He's never done me nothing but good. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's my God. Is He your God? He's my rock. Is He your rock? He's my shelter. He's my refuge. He's my high tower. He's my star. The morning star in the darkest night. He is my light. He is my salvation. He's my bread. He's my water. Hallelujah. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the lily of the valley. I tell you what, He is everything we need. It is in Him. Lord, draw our minds to You this morning.
Come on.
Thank You, Lord.
That's right.
So He looks back, Sister Missy, and He thinks, woo! Man, when I was on that harp, I crave that again, God. I crave that piano again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want that feeling again. Glory, 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 glory. I can see Him go over there in the corner of His room. I don't know what His room looked like. Hallelujah. With riches and all of that, like what we have, nice fancy knit clothes and patent leather shoes, if you got them. David didn't have it. Hallelujah. His clothes, no doubt, of being a sheepman, was probably worn, and he smelled like old dirty sheep. But he went over there in that corner and got picked up that harp, and with his fingers he said, do it again, Lord. Do it again, Lord. Do it again. Hallelujah. I call to remembrance, and my mind goes back to where I was anointed with that fresh oil. I need that fresh oil again. I need that fresh touch again. Oh God, come on, Lord. Give me another psalm, and give me another song of praise. Here I go, Lord. I'm doing it by faith. I've got problems. I've got enemies. And old King Saul wants to take my life. And there's an army compassed me about. I'm back in this cave, oh Lord. I'm hiding away. But I know my hope is in You. Do it again, Lord. And I can see old David as he began to strum the strings of that old harp. And the anointing of God, I'm telling you, the anointing will destroy the yoke. I said the anointing of God, when you pray, hallelujah, when you meditate on the Lord, it'll destroy the yoke, it'll break binds, it'll remove the fetters, it'll loose you, it'll lift you, it'll raise you up into the heavenly places. I give Him a hand clap this morning. I give the Lord a hand clap this morning.
Yes. Praise God.
Amen.
And David said, man alive, Lord, let me go in there and get my pen now. That sounded good, so good. When You gave me the words and they come out of my mouth, You put them in my mind. And now, Lord, I pick up my pen and I begin to write the verses and write the chorus of this brand new song. How many loves the book of Psalms this morning? I tell you what it is. It'll feed you. Hallelujah. And it'll thrill you.
Yes.
It sounds so good. Jesus hears me a brand new song. You look back. Come on, look back what God has done, how He's touched and ministered to you in times past. This is the ministry of meditation. It builds you. It builds you right in the time of your trial. It'll take you through your trial. Remembrance, remembrance. It'll take you through what you're going through right now.
Yeah.
Come on, David. Psalms 63 and 5. David said, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. Glory. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Does it still thrill you when you look back to where God brought you from, to where you are today by that amazing grace that we sung this morning? Are you thrilled? Are you glad for the Lord? Praise God forevermore. How many can say, I'm glad that I know Him? Woo! I have Him. He abides in me. Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. I give you my peace in the time of trouble.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy, sakes alive. You ever think? You know, prayer and meditation is two strong pillars that hold you up. It holds the whole body up. It holds every organ that you've got in your body, natural legs. You travel because of these. You stand firm. How many's ever been in a literal windstorm outside?
Right.
You ever go against the wind?
Yeah.
My goodness, I've lost my cat before and had to crawl underneath the car and get my calf. I've lost things before, papers, important papers, and chased them through the parking lot. That's important. Come back here. I've got to have that paper. You know, there's just something, it seems like it's just the winds of opposition and the trials and the winds blow. If you ain't got a structure to stand and to hold, you're vulnerable to these trials and vulnerable to these things. It blows you so easily. Now just think, if I didn't have marrow, that's bone. If your body did not have marrow, strong marrow and bones in it, you'd be a blob on the floor.
Yep. You're right.
I ain't trying to be crazy, but.
That's right, my Tony. Yeah, big boy.
How strong is the spirit man? David said, I shall be satisfied. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. I'm not talking about the literal, but he said, I'm healthy on the inside. Raise your lower hand, praise him. I'm strong in the inside. The devil cannot remove me. He cannot push me aside. I'm standing. Brother Earl, I'm a standing. I'm secure. I wear a size 12 shoe. I am secure. I thank God for the health that I do have. Hallelujah. I'm able to bear up. I'm able to go on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many could say, Lord, I need that structure on the inside of me?
Yes.
Oh, I need that strength on the inside of me, Jesus. Hold me up. Lord, with prayer and meditation, hold me up, God, through it all.
Praise God.
I got so carried away with this yesterday. I tell you what. Sister Dottie, there ain't a thing in this world like it.
Mom.
When I feed you, it feeds me. Yes. And when I study and I feel that thrill down in my heart, it keeps me. Psalms 143 and 5. What was it, David? What did you say here? I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. Oh, Lord, when I'm in trouble and when I'm facing a new problem and a trial, I look back and I remember what you have done. I remember your mercies toward me, the times that you moved before and you touched me. I remember, oh, Lord, the many times that you've helped me. You've been my lifter-upper. You have been my Savior and been my healer when I was sick and my deliverer. Oh, God, you've been a way maker. maker ever since that I've known you. Dear Lord, you've been so good to me. I feel like praising you and going on. I hold these, all of these in my memory. You were there for me. Hallelujah. You were my God of yesterday. You was the God of my youth. Hallelujah. My yesteryears, when I came on the world scene and was born and my mommy held me. You saw me then, and you're still my God today. Listen, you loved me then, and you still love me right now. Your grace has brought me through. It brought me through yesterday, and I know it'll take me through today. Lord, I lean on your mercy. Hallelujah, for they endure forever. Your compassions fail not. Oh, Lord, what would I ever do without you? I still hold in my memory, Jesus, your many blessings. I cherish them and I hold them in my heart as if it was yesterday. This is true Bible meditation, children. This is what will hold you and keep you. I recall these times. I refuse to lose the feeling of them. I keep them alive. Church, listen. I'm keeping them alive. It's how you view things that determines your success or your failure. It's right here in your mind. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord, holy. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus. How many can say, Brother Tommy, he was there yesterday? He's here with me today.
Yes.
And sometimes we walk by faith, the feeling ain't there. But listen, can I tell you this morning, with God's help, you can keep this thing alive.
Yeah.
You can keep this good feeling and salvation alive. You can keep your memories alive by meditating on them. You can keep your salvation fresh. You don't have to let your experiences die. I've often said it before. To get God to do more for you, brag on what He's already done. Raise your little hand right now. Lord, I just need to tell it more.
Yes.
I need to think about it more, Jesus.
Brag on what He's done.
Brag on you and testify. You'll grow. You'll grow. And they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Jesus, listen close. Y'all ready for this? Before people die spiritually in their hearts, they die in their minds first.
Yeah.
Right here. You're so troubled. Seems like the world just controls this. Your thought processes. Before you die spiritually, in your heart, you die first in your mind.
That's right.
People give up in their minds first. Oh, dear child of God, your mind is more important to you than you think it is. Your mind can sink you, or it can lift you. The Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. How many feels that this morning?
Yes.
Oh, sweet Holy Ghost, when the Lord enters your heart, you've got power. He gives you the ability to overcome. He gives you peace of mind, love, power, and a sound mind.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. The God of my yesterday, He's my God today. Tell us more, sweet psalmist David, before I close this morning. Psalms 104 and 33. Here, David, tell them. Here.
Come on.
Oh, God. Psalms 104:33, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Man, I feel him this morning. I don't dwell on the bad. I'm thinking on the good times and the good things. And that is what's keeping me alive. Yes. Feed the Spirit, children. Y'all listening? Y'all out there? Feed the Spirit. Feed the dove on the inside of your heart. Feed him. Don't think on the negative. Don't dwell on the bad. Feed your spirit on the Word of God and prayer. Raise your hand and praise him. Hallelujah! Woo! Feed the dove. Glory to God. You know what this word is? Do you know what one of the pieces of armor is? Is the sword of the Spirit. This is the Holy Ghost's sword. You got to offer the Holy Ghost a sword for him to fight your battles. And the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts a coming and a going. If you want victory, it's in the Word of God and the Spirit of God. When you read it and when you sing it, it'll give the Spirit of God in you a sword to work in your life and bring you victory.
Amen.
Did that make any sense?
Yes. Mom.
Holy Ghost has to have something to use for you.
Yes.
And we're not offering it to him. Come on, come on. Holy Ghost is wanting to use you. He's wanting to bless you. He's wanting to fight your battles. He's wanting to lift you up. He's wanting to make you strong. But you've got to give God something. Woo! Feed the dove in here. Feed the Spirit in here.
Yes.
With the Word of God. And watch the Holy Ghost raise you up. Praise God forever. Jesus, God wants us renewed in the spirit of our mind.
Yes,
Brother Jason, Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world. Don't let the world put you in its mold to think like they think, to do like they do, to talk like they talk, to dress like they dress, to watch things like they watch, to listen to things like they listen to. Don't let the world get in your mind. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo!
Glory.
Hallelujah. To be transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It'll make you strong. Hallelujah.
That's right.
If they want to come, I'm going to try to wind this big spring down here. Holy God. Psalms 1:1-3. Blessed. You ever look up the word blessed? How many wants to be blessed? Blessed means happy, fortunate, and prosperous, and to be envied. Is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Woo! How many right now can quote the rest of that for me? And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And by doing that, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That sounds like a lot of water. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Raise your little hand. I don't want to wither, God. I don't want to dry up, Lord. But plant my roots right down in your word by the power of prayer and meditation. Let me go deep. Would you stand with me this morning? Hallelujah. Woo! God is letting us know this morning that if we will pray and if we will meditate, Brother Earl, on the Lord, we will be glad and happy and we'll prosper. And it will keep your hearts and your minds until Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Woo! Psalms 4:4, commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Be still. Selah. That means a pause and to think about what I just told you. Pause right here. Be still, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 119 and 148. Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. What's the Holy Ghost is saying? Get a hold of your mind and be still. Cease from your struggles inside and bring your thoughts upon God. Wrestle them. Listen, take your mind before the throne of God and wrestle those thoughts and bring them before the throne of God until you subdue them. Hallelujah. It might take you a while, but stay there and wrestle and be still and pray until you conquer and peace comes and peace comes and brings you victory. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Oh God, help us to pray, Lord. Help us. Help us to pull down the strongholds and cast down the imaginations. You can do it, children. You can have peace that we sung about a while ago. A peace down in your mind and your heart. Pray, pray, pray.
Sweet God. What a joy. I have,
Jesus,
in this wonderful,
Jesus,
peace,
Jesus,
resting deep in the heart of my soul,
sweet Lord, my soul,
so secure that no power can mine in the way, while the years of eternity roll.
Don't you feel that this morning? Can you feel that sweet presence? Peace in the weather. It's heaven.
Wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit.
Thank God for his word around here this morning. Lord, we thank you, Jesus.